You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the third and final hour of tonight's live broadcast. I'm your host, James Edwards. When I talk about David Duke on this show, I like to offer my personal testimony, and that is I have known the man for over 10 years now, and I have drawn the conclusion that there is a huge difference between the actual man and how he's presented in the media, based upon how I have observed him in his interactions with other people, how he always speaks. I've never heard him use a curse word. He is a gentleman. He has been a gentleman to my family. And we've talked about this on the show before. In fact, when David Duke was last on this broadcast back in mid-July, just before he announced his candidacy for the United States Senate, we actually spent a great deal of the hour talking about our background and our history and my personal reflections on our association. And I would encourage anyone who doesn't know David Duke to go back and to listen to that in the broadcast archives. It was in mid-July. You'll find it there. You can listen to it. And that gives you some background history. And I think it's important. And one of the things that I am proud about this show is that we have the opportunity to bring on people who are in the news and allow them to talk without constant attacks and let our audience make up their own minds and to draw their own conclusions. And certainly David Duke has been a media fixture, the likes of which nobody else on this program can relate. And this week, Hillary Clinton used him, called him out by name in her speech in Reno that we've been talking about all night, and in fact, unrolled a national television ad featuring David Duke. Well, of course, as you know, David Duke is a former member of the Louisiana House of Representatives. He was the former Republican nominee for governor of the state of Louisiana and very nearly became the governor of the state of Louisiana. He is a current GOP candidate for the United States Senate, and he is returning to our program tonight to talk to us about the week's events and how his campaign for that seat is progressing. David Duke, welcome back to the show.
Well, I'm glad to be here, James. I hope I still have a voice. I've talked to at least, 300 people today, all day. I've been on the phones, and it's been a very, very busy day. We've reached, actually today, with robocalls, but giving people a chance to press a button and to talk to our volunteers. And we've literally reached something around 180,000 people today, believe it or not, in Louisiana. It's been a fantastic day. But I still have a voice, and I certainly have a voice to talk to you and your great listeners. And I want to thank you for your staunch support in this campaign. It's a very vital campaign. I believe it's one of those seminal campaigns that can make the difference in whether or not America survives. This is a great opportunity. I've heard from people all day long. I'm telling you, every European American, every white person I've talked to, absolutely more than 9 out of 10, were very enthusiastic and supportive of this campaign. And just about everybody was saying they can't wait to vote for Donald Trump and David Duke on the same ballot. And in fact, I'll tell you a quick story, and we'll get into the meat of what was going on in the campaign after that. But about 30 minutes ago, I talked to a gentleman and it was very interesting because we also have a situation where when we call people, that if they get, sometimes they'll get a caller ID, and people call back and find out who it is. So often these aren't people that pressed any buttons to speak to me. And the gentleman got a caller ID, and he called me back, and he was an individual up from central Louisiana. And he was blind. He was actually once a police officer. And he, at home, one night, somebody broke in through a window. He was actually asleep on his couch. And they shot him to the back of the head. He didn't even realize he was shot. Then they shot him in the front, under the eye. And they blinded the guy. And the guy's very good, decent guy. He actually supported me when I was in my first race 24 years ago. And for Senate, which we almost won the Senate then. And he was later, this was a few years after that, he became blind. Very good attitude. But here's what he told me at the end of the conversation. He said, you know, I don't really have all that much to get excited about in my life right now, being blind. He said, but one thing I'm very, very excited about, it will be one of the greatest days of my life when I can go into the voting booth on November 8th and pull the lever for Donald Trump for president and David Duke, number 7, the United States Senate.
That's a great story.
And certainly inspired me, as I hope it will inspire your listeners. It's a great opportunity because we have a chance to make a statement here, which will be absolutely amazing. Not only the election of Donald Trump, but also the first step toward the election of myself, because this election to go into the runoff the next 30 days will be one of the most covered elections in the world. And when I'm elected to the United States Senate, the way people describe it to me is it's gonna blow the lid off the Capitol building.
Well, let's remind people. I think that would be an understatement. Let's remind people how this works in Louisiana, because it's very different than most other states. They will be able to vote for you as a Republican candidate for the United States Senate on November 8th when they go in to vote in the presidential election. But Louisiana has a unique primary system in that it's an open primary. They call it a jungle primary. Everybody's on the same ballot together. I believe there's 24 candidates vying for this open seat. And if no one gets 50% plus one, the top two vote-getters are in a runoff in December. In December. So out of a 24-person field, it stands to reason if you get between 13 and maybe even a quarter of the vote, you're in that runoff. Am I correct in those facts?
Well, yeah, pretty much. I think anything that's between about 15 and 25% is probably assured of a runoff position, depending on the top vote-getter. But it's really going to be a very close thing. There's 24 candidates. There's literally three sitting or former sitting congressmen. There's the former Secretary of State, our Treasury. We got so many people in there. It's amazing. It's an open seat. So it's really a great opportunity because there's a lot of strength in incumbency in this country since it's no incumbent. It gives people a chance to really vote ideologically. So we feel very good about the race, and we feel that we're really headed for a runoff. It's going to be close. They're already trying to do the dirty trick and say that it's not even enough to be high ranking in the polls. You have to raise a certain amount of money. Otherwise, you can't qualify.
I saw that.
To subvert, you know, the democratic process is amazing in this country. But so we need to raise the money, and that's one of the things that we've done. We've raised a lot of good support since we talked to you before, but we're still short of our goals. We need to raise a couple $100,000. It's all going to be spent on advertising. It's not being spent to get in the debates, but they're using that as some sort of measure for the debate. However, if my polls are high enough, it's not going to matter, I don't think at all. But we have to get these numbers, and that money is kind of a minimum number to use properly with campaigning in a large state.
Well, you're running for the United States Senate.
Right.
The average congressman spends $5 million in a campaign. So what you're asking for may sound like a lot of money, but it's really not when you're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars. We're going to talk more with David Duke. He's with us for the entire hour. We're going to talk about how his campaign is progressing, some poll numbers down there, and his reaction to Hillary Clinton naming him in her speech in Reno vis-a-vis the alt-right. Stay tuned. More with the one and only David Duke right after this. Good sense.
My sister was smoking, and I watched her. She asked me if I wanted some, and I said sure, and she taught me how to smoke, and that was my first experience.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
Both my parents smoke. I mean, seeing them smoke, watching them, thinking, well, they do it, it's not going to hurt me.
Smoking sends mixed messages to your children.
They just recently found out. I just told my mom, so she was shocked, very shocked.
I think parents have a big influence on whether or not their children smoke, because even if the parent says that they don't agree with it, it really doesn't hold a lot of water. I mean, you can say, I don't agree with you smoking, but when you light up 5 minutes later, it doesn't hold a lot of water.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Okay, folks, we're back with David Duke running a very credible campaign, according to the polls. In a 24-person field, it looks as though 13 to 25% is going to be enough to get him in the runoff, and he's right in between those numbers right now, according to the polls out of Louisiana. Now, he has universal name recognition. He has been elected to serve in the House of Representatives in Louisiana before, and of course, he was the gubernatorial nominee for the Republican Party in Louisiana. Everybody in Louisiana knows David Duke. Name recognition counts for something, but I came across a very interesting article earlier this week. Listen to this. It reads, David Duke's campaign for U.S. Senate in Louisiana has sent shockwaves through the Republican Party establishment after a local TV station opinion poll revealed a 74% approval rate. So this is from KALB, that is the NBC television affiliate down in Louisiana. Poll results. David Duke just announced his plans to run for U.S. Senate. Would you vote for him? Yes, we need a fresh face in the Senate. Given his history and affiliations, no way. Those were the two options. 74% yes, 25% no. That was out of 1,000 responses. So I'm guessing that the poll got cut short because the TV station didn't like it. So they put up another poll, and it read as such, white supremacist and former KKK leader David Duke is running for the U.S. Senate. Would you vote for him? They let that one stay up a little longer. That had 7,500 votes, 51% yes. Even with the slurs, even with those ridiculous words to describe him, it still got 51% yes. So here's the thing. We're talking about the fact that he could get in this runoff. If that happens, there's a lot of chatter out there. We're going to let him answer this. If he gets into the runoff, a lot of chatter out there that Republican control of the Senate, based upon how some of these toss-up races are going, could come down to this particular race in Louisiana because they're going to vote in December if there's a runoff. So these graphics would suggest, David, that you could very possibly become a United States senator because if you do make the runoff and if Republican control of the Senate comes down to you, and by the way, when you were in the House of Representatives, you had a 100% Republican voting record, this could be a race that determines
the
future course of
the future course of the country, particularly with regards to your confirmation of particular Supreme Court nominees. So let's talk about this hypothetical situation. Take it away.
Well, there's a lot to talk about there. Absolutely. It could come down to control of the United States Senate. And more importantly, the fact that I'd be elected would be a big event because it would be an assertion, an advancement of my message. And what is my message? Well, let me give you an example of my message. This is the recorded message that more than 90,000. I don't have the figures right in front of me, but it's more than 90,000 people received today. And very positively. Let me play that for your audience. It's only 45 seconds. Just a minute. Here it goes.
Hi, this is David Duke. I'm running for the U.S. Senate, and I'll tell you the truth that no other candidate will dare say. Unless massive immigration is stopped now, we'll be outnumbered and outvoted in our own nation. We're losing our gun rights, our free speech. We're taxed to death. We're losing our jobs and businesses to unfair trade. We're losing our country. Look at the Super Bowl salute to the Black Panther cop killers. It's time to stand up and vote for Donald Trump for president and vote for me, David Duke, for the U.S. Senate. You can speak to me and my staff right now to contribute or volunteer. Just press 1. Thank you, and I'd love to hear from you. Together, we'll save Louisiana and save America. Press 1 to speak with me. Paid for by Duke Campaign. How'd you like that?
That's powerful. That is a powerful message, and it certainly draws the line as a shot across the bow. And in Louisiana, again, you're the Republican nominee in this hypothetical runoff. With today's political climate, things have deteriorated so much more than even in your very successful campaigns in the early 90s. I think you've got a puncher's chance at this thing.
We got a great chance to do it. And this election, it would just literally change everything. It would be... It's not a question about getting me elected. It's us. It's our views. I mean, I'll be your senator. Wherever you are in the United States of America, I'll be your senator. And as well as, of course, the senator of the people of my state, and I'll voice their opinions and their values the same as I do yours. But the point is, that's what we have to have. And what I said in that message, by the way, when we're talking to people all day long, so I still have a voice, but I've been talking straight for about 8 hours, so excuse my voice right now. But in talking to people all day long, I'd always talk to them about that. I'd say, well, you know, the issue is that unless we stop this massive immigration, both legal and illegal, we're going to be outnumbered and outvoted in our own nation. We're going to lose our gun rights. We're going to lose our prosperity. We're going to lose the safety of ourselves and our children, wives and children, even the safety of our kids in their schools. We've already lost most of the schools. We're going to lose America as we know it. That's what it's coming down to. We have a right to survive. And that's an amazing message. Just every single person I talk to responds to that by saying, that's true. That's right. And I always tell them, I say, well, isn't it interesting that not a single elected official in this country actually will dare say that and just talk about that truth? Because outnumbering us means we lose on every issue of importance to you. If your Constitution is important to you, you lost. If your gun rights are important to you, you lost. If the idea of not being totally stripped of all the money you earn and having nothing left for your family for these leftist programs, you lost. If you talk about our Southern heritage or our American heritage, you lost. If you talk about the future of your children, you lose. 80% of these immigrants vote for the likes of Hillary Clinton, even the communists, like Bernie Sanders. And Hillary Clinton's actually a neo-Marxist. She's the same. She just doesn't go by the same labels. So that's the thing we're in right now. That's the condition we're in. And it's an amazing, powerful message. Now, James, if you'd like, I would like to do something with your listeners. A lot of your listeners are listening by radio, smartphone, or computer. And I would really ask them, while we're talking, and we continue the discussion, to go to the website of the campaign. It's called DukeForSenate.com, DukeForSenate.com. And if you go there, you can look right on the front page, and you'll find a place where you can go to donate. And if you press that, you'll come to another graphic, and then you press on that, and you go to a commercial. It's a credit card company, processing company, secure page. And I'm really asking, I want to ask those of you who like what you hear and who want to support this and try to make this change, make this incredible victory. This is going to be one of the most important elections in our life. I would ask you to, you know, with your permission, obviously, I'd like, James, to make a contribution toward this cause. And I, what I would do is I'll even give a couple of the first names or anybody that wants the first name as they contribute tonight. So if you go to DukeForSenate.com, open it up, and as we do the rest of the show, I'll try to report your contributions and share that with James and the audience, and we're going to go forward. We've got to raise the money to win this election. This can be the most important election of our lives. Let's go for it. Is that all right?
All right. James? Is that okay? That is absolutely all right. I'm glad you did that, because if you didn't take the opportunity to do it, I would have asked you to do it. DukeForSenate.com. We're coming up on our next commercial break. Still a half hour left in the program. So if you want to go to DukeForSenate.com and make a contribution live during this program, perhaps even during the next few minutes, he may read some first names and locations from some of the places these contributions are coming in from. As we mentioned before the last commercial break, the average senator spends $10 million on his campaign each cycle. The average member of the United States House, congressman, if you will, $5 million. And so it takes money if you want to have a seat at the position of power, or at the table, right. And so you don't have to be in Louisiana to contribute to David Duke's campaign for Senate. DukeForSenate.com. Contribute during the commercial break. We'll be back with more, including what he did during the great flood of Baton Rouge. This is going to be a very heartwarming story. DukeForSenate.com. Donate now. We'll be right back.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Prospective First Lady Melania Trump wasn't particularly disturbed when the New York Post published decades-old nude photos from her modeling career, some of which depicted her in poses suggesting lesbian acts. She has taken issue, however, with the Daily Mail of London and other publications that claim she had worked as an escort, a term often used as a euphemism for prostitute, in the years immediately after she arrived in the United States. The original Daily Mail story, which called into question the legitimacy of the future Mrs. Trump's modeling career, was based entirely on speculation and hearsay without any actual evidence, summarizes commentator Cassandra Fairbanks. It was given wider circulation by many other outlets, including The Week and Politico. Mrs. Clinton has retained attorney Charles Harder, who represented professional wrestler Hulk Hogan in his successful defamation suit against Gawker, a celebrity gossip website which has been driven out of business as a result. Mrs. Trump has placed several news organizations on notice of her legal claims against them, including the Daily Mail, among others, for making false and defamatory statements about her supposedly having been an escort in the 1990s, declared Harder in an email news release. All such statements are 100% false, highly damaging to her reputation, and personally hurtful. As a British publication, the Daily Mail has the greatest legal exposure, given that in the UK the burden of proof in a libel action is on the defendant.
For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the political cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQOnline.com and click on Subscribe Now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQOnline.com. Subscribe now.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
I was working during the commercial break to make my contribution at DukeForSenate.com. My co-host has chipped in to that as well, but I ran out of time. We're back on air, but that's coming. DukeForSenate.com. Donate now. And I want to say this. As everyone knows, Baton Rouge suffered a once-in-a-thousand-years biblical
flood.
And there was very little mainstream or establishment clown media coverage, if you will, of that, particularly when compared to Katrina or other natural disasters. But this was a huge one. And, of course, these are Dr. Duke's constituents, being Louisianans. And I've got two pictures.
Some of the most popular areas of my state for me. A good example is Livingston Parish, which actually voted, 85% of the white population voted for me for the United States Senate, and they had some of the worst flooding, as well as Tangipahoa, a parish I've carried in every election I've ever run in. So there's a lot of places that are some of the hardest hit, unfortunately, or some of the areas, and I went to those areas and tried to help them, you know, but it's been a very difficult thing for me personally and a difficult thing for them, and we've really been struggling here in Louisiana. It's kind of short-circuited some of our campaigning because we told our supporters that they need to really help themselves and help their neighbors first before they get involved back to the campaign. Some people are coming back now. Things are a little quieting down, but it's still a difficult situation.
Well, let me ask you this, or let me continue with this.
Sure.
I've got two pictures. A picture's worth a thousand words. So we've got this article at our website that was posted on Thursday, and it deals with these TV news polls and some other things, but it also has two pictures of you actually down there doing the work. And you say, well, candidates do that. No. Maybe sometimes they do, but that is not what David Duke's doing here. These two pictures totally run contrary to the way he is presented in the press. You see him with a shovel in his hand, shoveling sand, filling sandbags with men, women, and children. You see him visiting an evacuation center for evacuees at a Baptist church. You see a woman, apparently tears in her eyes, embracing David Duke. He is down there helping the people of his state. This is the man I know. This is the man I have known for 10 years. He is a man who will serve all of Louisiana. He will serve the minorities in Louisiana as a senator just as much as anyone else. But what separates David Duke from other contenders and other people in the Senate and the House of Representatives is that he will also serve as a voice for his own people in addition to everyone else. And that is why he must have your support. He's unbossed and unbought. And I'm right about that. Am I right? You will serve as a voice for all Louisianans because I've seen the way you interact with minorities in our dealings together. And you're as polite and as gentlemanly. You're as polite to them as anyone, as of course you would expect.
And as concerned about them.
Well, every person that acts respectful deserves respect. And every people deserve respect. And every heritage deserves respect. But the point is that our heritage also deserves respect. And any nation that where the vast majority of people founded and built the nation, that their own people were being ethnically cleansed from their own nation, destroyed in their rights, facing massive criminality against them, facing massive hatred in the media and propaganda and hate speech against them as our people are. No people on the earth would tolerate what European Americans have tolerated. So, yes, we have a right to preserve our own country, preserve our own people, and as a voice in the Senate, I'll be the only voice, I think, in the entire United States Congress that will openly stand up and say, yes, I'm going to try to preserve the interest and the heritage and values of my people. I'm going to work to make sure our people are not discriminated against as they are massively in the so-called affirmative action. I will work to undo. I'll work to absolutely disband and destroy the 1965 Immigration Act, change it back to the way it was before. and preserve our cultural and our heritage and our racial heritage of this country, because I know if we become a small minority in America, we lose everything we care about. And we have a right to live. We have a right for our children to be free. And we know the conditions of our country if we become like the rest of the third world. And that's exactly where we're headed.
That's the most healthy and natural statement that I think anyone could have. And everyone should look to preserve the best interests of their families.
Yep.
I would say this, though, interestingly, getting back to what we were talking about just a moment ago, and then you can take it away from there and go any direction you want. I saw you were actually polling better with black Louisianans than Donald Trump is.
Well, the media made a big deal of that. Even David Duke is polling better. But actually, from the University of New Orleans poll, this is quite liberals that made this poll, by the way. Certainly wasn't a poll I did. They did the poll, and they actually asked blacks if they would vote for me, and 16% said yes. I mean, pretty amazing when you think about it, because no Republican candidate in the country, even for president, ever got even 8%, which is, again, quite amazing. I mean, I'm pretty shocked about it myself,
like,
because
the
there's so much hatred generated against me among black people and against my past and against David Duke. But still, I think that's simply because those that know me in Louisiana and realize what I've done and what I stand for, and I think there is a segment. I mean, it's certainly not the majority. The majority is very much controlled politically. But there's a segment of black people who understand that, you know, the people shooting each other down are black people, and they realize that the media and promoting this vicious gangster rap and drugs and criminality and all the rest of it, destruction of the family, that the media has been their enemy. It hasn't been the white people of the South and the nation. It's been their enemy. It's been the media. And the media is really the enemy of
the
white Americans. And the media is what's inciting these African American, you know, Black Lives Matter movements and murderous movements and criminal movements against our people. It's the media, ultimately, that's causing it.
I would ask you, ladies and gentlemen, to be honest with yourself. Now, obviously, this audience is a good audience. Have you heard any hate tonight? Have you heard the rantings of a hate-filled radio host or a hate-filled candidate, former representative, former gubernatorial nominee? No, you haven't. You've heard two men who are very concerned about what's happening in this country and are fighting with the opportunities that have been presented to them to make a positive change on behalf of all Americans, but certainly our people as well. And in the next segment, our last segment, I want to shift over to Hillary Clinton's attack against you this week. But first, I have received some emails. Donald Trump, yes, tying the two together. I have received some emails from people who, I guess there's still some people out there that like to contribute with checks as opposed to credit cards. And I've actually had some people, even in advance of tonight's program, asking me this, and I've been meaning to get in touch with you and haven't had a chance yet. But what is your campaign's snail mail address for people who want to contribute with checks? How should they be made out, and to what address should they be sent?
Oh, the check could simply be made out to Duke Campaign, and the address is Box 188 Mandeville, 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 Louisiana, 70470. And again, the easiest and the best, and we need to try to get this money in soon and good. It's a very good processing company. Just go to, again, DukeForSenate.com. I'm still waiting for some to come in. They got to be processed, but DukeForSenate.com. And then go to contribute, and very easy, and then click on the graphic, and you come right to that page, fill it out, and put your information, and let's go. We got to raise some money to do this stuff. I hate to ask for money, but we got to do it, and we'll be happy to give you some acknowledgement in the last section of the show.
Money is the mother's milk of politics, obviously. And no one likes to ask. You don't win campaigns for the United States Senate without having some fundraising.
Even Donald Trump can ask.
Even Donald Trump can ask, and he's a multi-billionaire.
I try to pull like a few hundred sandbags like I did and carry around 80-pound sandbags with his old back than I would ask for money. But we got to do it. It's just part of the necessary thing. And folks, I know a lot of you know this is important. I know this election can be a turning point. But, you know, don't stay silent. Do something with us. Support us. I mean, take an act. somebody can give the maximum if you want to. I'm not asking for that. I'm just asking for what you can do to give us a chance, a great chance, to win this race, which could just change the whole complexion of politics in the United States. I think I already changed the complexion one time already. But this would be even a bigger impact. This would be the most covered race in the world. Help us make a difference. This can do it. This is the most important race you can think of. Trump's going to raise the money. He needs basically to win. We need your support now.
And so this is where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. You don't ask, you don't get. I want our audience to contribute to this campaign. I think we need one member of the United States Senate that is going to look after and safeguard the interests of our particular people. Everybody deserves to have representatives and organizations who do that. Everyone does have organizations and representatives who do that, except for European Americans, the dispossessed majority. We have a chance to elect somebody to the United States Senate. I think we have a chance to do that. But it's not going to happen without your help. You don't have to live in Louisiana. DukeForSenate.com. Donate tonight online. We have the address for those of you who want to send in a check. Donate as soon as you can, however you do it. When we come back, we're going to talk about the alt-right with David Duke right after this.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, very busy show tonight, very busy week, very busy year it's been certainly for us, all the media attention. I think we've got a guest on the night and that can relate to that and then some. David Duke with us tonight. He's running for United States Senator. You've heard the poll numbers. You know what's going on. You know what he stands for, what he's running for, and why this election weighs so heavily. I have had two people, one from Arkansas, one from Florida, respectively, pledge $500 to the Duke for Senate campaign. They're going to mail it in. If you are mailing in checks, make them payable to Duke campaign. The mailing address is P.O. Box 188, Mandeville, Louisiana.
That's M-A-N.
M-A-N-D-E-V-I-L-L-E, 70470. And, all right, we have been talking about the campaign for the first 45 minutes of this hour. Last segment, I want to shift, and I guess it's certainly a closely related topic, but Hillary Clinton this week in Reno, Nevada, mentioned our guest by name, tying him to Donald Trump, pulling up all the things from times before I was born, things that have certainly been addressed, things that since Duke's affiliation with these organizations that Hillary loves to remind people he belonged to at one time in his life, in his youth, he has gone on and been an elected representative for the state of Louisiana, the governor, the nominee for governor, and all that stuff we've been talking about. But what was your reaction to watching Hillary Clinton make mention of you in this high-profile speech on the alt-right, and the fact that you were featured, actually the star of her new national television campaign ad?
Godfather of alt-right.
Are you still with us?
Godfather of the alt-right. I guess so.
Yeah. The godfather of the alt-right, the Moses of the alt-right. Go.
Yeah, that's right. Well, actually, during the Democratic convention, they had at one point, with this huge, massive screen and massive podium that they had there, they had this big picture of me back literally, what, over 40, 41 years ago. I was a young man in my middle 20s. And so they had a picture of me in a robe on the screen. I just kept looking at that, and I was wondering, well, why don't they show a robe of the guy that Hillary not only endorsed Hillary, but Hillary endorsed and supported for the head of the Senate, Mr. Robert Byrd. And so on Twitter, we put up a picture of her kissing Robert Byrd and the picture of Robert Byrd and his original regalia, you know, whatever, a long time ago, but they supported him for the U.S. Senate. You know, I don't have any apologies. I've joined a nonviolent group as a young man because I realized that we were losing our heritage in this country, and it was the only organization I saw that was standing up for it. I went on, got elected to office later on, and continued on in my life. I had other organizations that I worked and supported, and as I'm running for office, I'm standing up for the same principles I've always stood up, not for any hatred, not for any oppression, but for the idea that our people, every people and our people, have the right to live, and we have the right to continue to keep our nation and the principles and the people that created this nation. In fact, James, I have a very good quote, I think. One of the things that I said in one of my talks was major forum the other day. I said, we too, I want to make America great again. But I said, it's impossible to make America great again unless we preserve the principles and the people that made America great in the first place. How do you like that?
Hear, hear. Hear, hear. I mean, that's absolutely right. I mean, Western civilization, all of these gifts that have been given to us by our ancestors, it seems as though when you look around, and I know political correctness is a war against noticing, but you notice the high-functioning societies in terms of government, rule of law, all of these things that we cherish, that these societies foster, courage, justice, etc.
Cultural appropriation.
Cultural appropriation. These are the blessings of Western civilization.
For sure.
Well, that's what's happening now. But all of these societies that everyone wants to come to.
Annihilation, but it ultimately, truthfully, and when you really get down to a scientific principle, because we see this all the time, where species are threatened and subspecies and races are threatened. Polar bears right now are facing a very dangerous situation. And they're having migrations much like us, of brown bears, polar bears, and scientists are worried that they'll be destroyed. But, you know, the fact is we're facing ultimately genetic destruction. We're facing the very destruction of our heritage, that of our children, the destruction of people who look like us, think like us, feel like us, are like us. And we were talking about the most essential values of life. By the way, I got to tell you, a few contributions came in. I will wait to announce that at the end of the show. But please go to DukeForCenter.com and go to how you can contribute, hit the contribute button. Fill it out, and so we can give you some acknowledgement at the end. But we have a few of them come in already. I hope that many more will come in before the show's over. Okay.
I think certainly many more will come in after the show is over, because I know for my part, I couldn't even get it in during the break. And I know a lot of people are glued to the radio or to the computer, however they're listening.
Right.
And it may wait until after
Clinton.
The fact.
Want to talk about Clinton's talk?
Yeah, go, because we only have a couple of minutes remaining. So your reaction to her speech on the alt-right.
Yeah, Clinton mentions me, you know, three times and mentions Donald Trump and so forth. But the truth is, all this is going to help us. It's not really going to hurt Donald Trump. Everybody knows she's desperate. And even after they did this the first time, the big round of this, Donald Trump only went up in the polls. It's not going to affect Donald Trump. People know, too, the media's out to kill him. But it's going to help me, because people understand that people are getting the idea, obviously, that Donald Trump really didn't want to in any way disavow me. He is basically the media, I think, is what's caused all this, and I understand that. He can do whatever he needs to do. I don't care. I'm voting for Donald Trump. I'm certainly not going to vote for Hillary. And again, people just were saying, people are telling this all over the state, Duke and Trump, Trump and Duke, that's it. That's where we're voting. We can't wait.
I love that, and I believe that. Certainly, if it wasn't true, you wouldn't have said it, but I've seen how people, even in other parts of the country, have responded to you. People not coming to an event that you're speaking at or at anything at all, they run into you on the street, you get into a conversation. I've seen this happen many times. Always supportive. He always has them singing his tune after just a couple of minutes. It's the most incredible thing, and I think that this, we're going to – it's going to be very surprising what happens in November. I really have a feeling about that. But again, folks, a lot of that is contingent upon your support or lack of it. If this is a guy you want to see representing our people in the Senate, then you need to show your support, certainly at the polls, but even in advance of that, by donating at DukeForSenate.com. We have a caller very quickly. Our very own Matt the Copperhead is calling in from Arkansas tonight, and he wants to say hello to our featured guest. Go, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Dr. Duke, how you doing, sir? Matt the Copperhead.
Very fine, Matt. How are you?
Fantastic. You know, there's a lot of talk about Donald Trump and his discrimination against tenants right now. But it's very interesting. I was just in Coney Island and Brighton Beach, where Fred Trump had a lot of properties and Donald took them over. And you know who's the tenants that were demanding the discrimination? So we're all Ashkenazi Jews.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the hypocrisy is unbelievable.
Without a doubt. It's always great to hear your voice on the radio, and I wish you all the best in the Senate. Onward to victory.
Thank you so much. Yes, onward to victory, folks. We're going to do it. We're going to give it our all, and we have a great chance to do it. And this could be, I think we've been waiting our whole lives for elections such as this, both presidency and the Senate. We have a great chance, and I'm not one to be negative. We don't know whether Donald Trump will win or not. I think he's going to win. I'm going to do everything I can to have him win, because when I'm campaigning, every robocall, every speech, I'm going to tell people, I urge people, you've got to vote for Donald Trump. You've got to get him in. We need him. It's absolutely vital that I will be a ardent supporter in the Senate for these issues. But at the same time, he's got a harder row than I have. I mean, we have a minority position, but not like California, not like a lot of other states, not like Florida even. And the issue is in Louisiana is that the European Americans, the white Americans, are much more awakened here. Democrats get slaughtered for the U.S. Senate in Louisiana. Haven't been Democratic senators in a while now. And we don't have hardly any Democratic congressmen, in fact, in the state, except unless they're African American. I mean, it's just impossible now for them to win. We get in the runoff. We can win this race. We can do this. And the ruminations from this and the results of this will be
much
so
better
impactful
for
to the whole world.
Well, it'll be the shot.
And I've been following you since I was a young man, and I'm rooting for Donald with all I got, and certainly for you, sir, with all I have. But no matter what happens in November, the sun will also set, and our people endure, and we have to have contingencies to keep on.
Right, right. Well, that's one of the issues, is that let's suppose, we don't know what's going to happen. I think Donald Trump's going to win. I think the polls are false. I think he's going to win strongly. But let's suppose that what happens in some of these states like California and some of these other states around the country where he can't win. Let's say he doesn't win. At that point, then it's absolutely vital that I win. And I think I have, in some ways, more chance to win this race than Trump does to win the national. if I win and Trump doesn't, the movement goes on. It's personified. It's right there in the United States Senate. It's not me that's the one. It's the movement that's the one, and it still goes on the same.
We're out of time tonight, folks.
Dr. David Duke. Thank you.
We have Duke for Senate.
America and the world. Save the white race. Let's do it. Let's do it.
DukeForSenate.com, DukeForSenate.com, donate. We'll have to have him email those names of those who donated, and we'll put them up on the website. Thank you for being with us. David Duke, we'll talk to you again soon.